washed away, mister. Come with the coffee.
Right, so what are we playing now?
Coffee.
We're playing that coffee game again. Oh, we've different things though today, haven't we? We played this game the other night, didn't we? And now you've got some things that came out of the packing box, little bits of polystyrene. And we've got the, what would you call it, Thomas? It's really a sandpit. It's almost like a mill, isn't it? It's something, it's yellow and green plastic. And if we were playing now outside in the sand, which we're not, then you would pour sand down the top, and as the sand hit the green thing, it would spin it round, wouldn't it? I think you can probably do it with water as well.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Notice this on here.
Yeah.
Turn on this.
We've actually emptied your sandpit out, haven't we?
Yeah.
Tipped all the sand out, and all the toys have come inside and been washed. And then the sandpit, when it's a nice day, then we'll wash the sandpit out when it's dry, and then we'll go and get brand new sand and put it in, and all the toys will be clean, and keep the lid on.
You know it's fat. If it's fat,
yes,
squash it.
Oh, I see. If it's a fat piece of polystyrene, fat piece of sugar, then you can't do it with your racing bowl, which must be some sort of rosary machine, is it? That's what we can hear going over the polystyrene now.
And then now I need it going into the bucket. Oops.
Oh, and then you've got this sand machine here with the buckets underneath. This is something that will be good when we do a video, actually, Thomas. Don't you think? Oh,
yes.
Brilliant! You clever boy, this
that's
is...
That's one of your bits of coffee!
Is it? Gosh, what on earth was that noise? Ah, did you hear that big boom?
Yeah.
The roof was coming in. It's probably something on the roof, I don't know.
I'm glad the roof's not falling in.
Well, I am. I'm glad.
Mum, all this is dirty coffee. I'm going to
I see. So
that's the clean coffee!
Wonderful. So it's like some sort of factory where all that. I thought it was sugar. Is it sugar and coffee?
Yeah.
It's some sort of fantastic machine where only the quality bits get through by looking at it, and then what we call the dregs, Thomas, the not so nice bits just end up on the floor, don't they? Mm. So Oh, Thomas, not what I think you mean. Come on, the lady's down at the chance to be sensitive to listen to this. And you're at least going to have to listen to it. They're not in the same room like I am.
Yes!
Poor Thomas Henry. Very good. Right, I think this is something to try and do when Janine comes.
Yes!
Because this is... It's a good game, and it would be nice, yes, because it's a little bit hard for me to explain what you're doing.
You know why it's like this?
No.
That
ain't chewing it. Oh, don't do that. It's dirty, Thomas. It's been in a packing box. Anything could... Oh, I don't put it in your mouth. Anything could have been on it.
What could have been on it?
Well, you know, just use your imagination.
Flies?
Flies, yes.
We?
Well, I doubt whether we would have been on it. But you never can tell.
Nope.
Thomas.
What's been on what and what's been on which?
Thomas. Whee! Yes, that's right.
I think
that's very good. I'll tell you what, when we think the bucket's fairly full, then shall we pack it into one of these storage jars, you know, and put the lid on, and then we could sell it to somebody.
Yes!
Yes, I think this is very good. This is great. Does any of it go down the slot, down the chute, or is it too thick to do that?
Too thick.
How about trying...
No, but then it goes...
Oh, just... I see. How about trying the bales from your baling machine?
Yeah, it would easily fit on it.
Sorry?
It would easily fit on it.
It would easily fit on it, would it? I see.
Yes!
You're enjoying this, aren't you? This is a very good game. Do you want to know the history of that little sand machine?
Yeah.
One day when you were ever so young. You weren't old enough to play with a sandpit. In fact, we didn't have a sandpit. I was in Didsbury. You were in your pram, and we went into a shop which I think was called Hanbury's. I can't remember. It's not called Hanbury's anymore.
Hanbury's?
Hanbury's.
You know this yellow ice cream?
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you? What's good to get an ice cream?
That little one in ice cream shops.
Yellow ice cream in four ice cream shops.
I like it.
Do you? You have to show me which one. And we were in Hanbury's and they were selling sets which had that sand machine in and rakes and spades. It was all together in a sieve. In fact, seeing as we've got all the toys in here for the sand pit, that was it. And sure there was something else.
Oh, dear. Look what happened, Mum. Yes.
Oh, dear. Now, I can't really think now what we're good at, because I know this was as well. Because, well, that's the base for it, actually, Thomas. Do you want to stand this in the back there?
Yeah.
How's that? It seems that it might not work once as well, though. I'll have to see. And it was so cheap. It was reduced to about 50p, and I thought, well, that looks pretty nice. When my little boy grows up, he might like that, and I bought it. And then we got a sandpit.
Yes.
Brilliant. Look, something was going there. I think it was a... Was it that? Oh, no. No, it was
definitely
this.
Not that.
It was this. That one with it.
Yeah.
It was that. It's the same colour green. And there's something else going
on. That was you, but the dirt was that.
It was that. It was a regular spade. And it was ridiculously cheap, and I thought, right, I'll get that. And then, when you were old enough for a sandpit, Daddy bought you a sandpit. And when Granddad and Grandma came, guess what Granddad played with all afternoon?
What?
That toy in the sand. You weren't interested, but Grandma thought it was fantastic. Oh, Tom, your eye. Oh, Danica, well, you're alright, you're alright. Come on, be brave. I know you're brave. Come on, you're right. I know, you will, because you just pulled the spade out of the little slot. It's alright, come on, cuddle. No, it's alright, Daddy won't worry. It's alright. You just pulled the spade out of that slot and it wouldn't come easy, so you give it a good tug and it hit you in the eye. Let's have a little look. Oh, take your water for a bit, it'll swell. You can see there, can't you? Oh, dear.
I've been in an accident last time with a plaster with water on. Guess what? I dropped it. Yeah. How good was that?
Well, not very good, was it?
But
I don't think Daddy be too worried, Dad.
I'll just take
it. All right, watch your fingers in the door. Don't have another accident, please. Don't tell Daddy what happened. No, probably not. Did she?
And she's moved. Look, she's moving. Look, Mum.
Hello, Pacey. Hello, sweetie. Oh, she looks like she's in a really long sleep. She looks like she doesn't quite know where she is now. Hello, sweetheart. No, Thomas, don't frighten her. Calm down.
I'd like to know which coffee you've got.
Yes, please. Purdy's coming now to see me. Isn't she? I bet she wants to come jump on. Right, is your
mum? Yeah, this cat, this.
Machine.
No, that.
Probably go for the cat, don't you?
The cow's very, very, very. He likes scratching ladies.
Does the cow like scratching ladies?
Mm-hmm. And then. But she doesn't like. She doesn't scratch ladies with white. And grey on it.
Oh, thank you, but my trousers are blue.
And I don't scratch blue too.
Blue too, that's alright then. Is your eye alright now, Puppet?
Yep.
Oh, Pidgey, hello. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Isn't she lovely? Now, did you come up here to watch?
It's nearly time for shops. I'll just pretend those shops. But I was scared It was nearly time for the truck to come to the shops.
Are they spinning it too fast that they're overshooting the bucket? Perhaps the bucket's not in quite the right place. Oops. If at first you don't succeed, try again. No, don't do that. Listen, if you don't think the bucket's quite right, why don't you try that empty ice cream box just behind you?
Wait.
The clear plastic box. I don't mean the big storage box, but the one that you keep your farm equipment in. From the little dog from Purdy's neck. And what that
What's wrong with this wheel?
I don't know. It worked before. Perhaps it's just the bucket that's not in quite the right place. That's it. Just try it a bit slower.
Okay, like this.
That's it. Did it work? Very right. Good. Purdy, watch this. This is exciting.
Purdy. Should watch this.
Purdy, just watch this. No, she's too busy having a neck rub. She's... Oh! She sneezed. Can't blame that on Birdie, can you? You can't blame that on you.
Hello.
Look what she's watching now.
Quick.
No, don't break them up, Thomas, please. Just leave them exactly as they are.
I'm going to look like she's watching.
No, she's just... I think she's got a tickle in her nose now as she sneezed. You carry on and she'll see that, won't she?
Just like... She saw it!
Did she?
Meow.
She's as excited as you are then in that case.
What is?
So she's probably just as excited as you are in that case. Oh.
A bit faster.
When you went through to show Daddy how you hurt your eye, did you show Daddy what game you were playing?
Yeah.
Oh. Was he watching? Was he watching?
Yeah. It was not actually watching.
He wasn't actually watching. I didn't think he was. Didn't think he had a clue what we were talking about, did he?
No.
Never mind, we know. So we can play it again, can't we?
Yes. But I'll say which game and another.
No.
Then who if he wants to play?
Well, I bet he does when he sees us because it's actually a very good game, isn't it?
No, in a minute he'll say, can I
please? Yes, I bet you will. I think Birdie will probably want to join in a minute as well.
Oh, no. Okay, there'll be one cat called Birdie.
Well, that's nice. Let him go share.
Oh, look, she's looking.
Whoops, that overshot the bucket, didn't it? Isn't that really funny?
I hope she sneezes and it's not falls out.
No, Thomas, don't be dirty. Of course she don't. It's not nice. She's got quite watery eyes.
Woo-hoo!
Rowdy thing, isn't he? Rowdy boy. Yes, we both agree. Rowdy boy. I think that the sneezing brought tears to her eyes because her eyes look quite watery, yeah?
I'm the brother in this house, aren't I?
You're the brother in this house, yes. Yes. Who's your sister? Birdie, that's right. She's your sister and you're her brother. You're her brother and she's your sister.
But you're my girlfriend.
Am I? Am I your girlfriend?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. I like being your girlfriend.
Oh,
that's lovely being
your girlfriend. You're not
allowed girlfriends. Why aren't you allowed girlfriends?
Because you didn't need to kiss them.
Well, you did kiss me, Thomas.
Ew. How did you do that?
Yeah, you did kiss me, didn't you? don't touch that box.
Not a respirator box.
No, I don't think you should go back in there, because when we took something out of that bag, you ended up having an injury. I think what you've got is absolutely fine, don't you?
No.
I don't think there's anything else. I think you're fine with what you've got. This is very good.
You can put these in the car now. There you go, Mum.
Well, it's not too comfy. We've got to box all this in. Okay. I think actually there's going to be too many to put into this little pot, don't you?
But can you use...
You never know. Right, what are we pretending it is? Now you've made it up.
Sweet!
Is it a sweet battery? Mm. Oh, wow.
That I bet your brothers would love to stay over here.
They would. They really would. Mm. I could do with another pot, I think, and perhaps I could manage to fill it. There's no pot, isn't there? No, don't throw it if you break, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. I would come and sit with you on the floor, but I can't, because...
You're standing up with her.
I've got a pussycat on my knee now. That's the trouble we've heard when I sit down. Mm-hmm. I only sat here so I could get a good view of your game. Please, don't put me around.
How do you smell
around
here?
You're just being rude. Thomas, stop being rude.
I have any time.
No, no, I can't smell it. She's very old.
Yeah.
Hang on. They're up there full. They're just waiting for the lids to go on, then. Yeah. Are they supposed to be old-fashioned sweetie jars? You know, like when we go to Mrs. Sweet, I think it goes on the other part, doesn't it? When we go to Mrs. Sweet shops, mm-hmm. Remember all those glass jars on the shelves behind where she stands on the counter? That's what these are. If you're a sweet patch, we've just put them into glass jars with screws on lids.
Double trouble, you try.
Double trouble, I'll try.
Let's see if I can.
It just goes on very lightly, Thomas, very gently, and just turn it gently. Don't put it on too. Excuse me, too tightly, otherwise I won't get it off. Oh dear, Birdie, I do love you very much, but what's happening to me now?
Sneezing.
You sneeze, Birdie. No, I'm sneezing. So I'm sneezing.
Birdie, open the...
Your other lid is a gold bird, it's here.
A gold!
Actually, Tubbs, that Lola buys hand cream from Marks and Spencer's in. That one on the bottom, I think it's probably got Marks & Spencer's label still on it, hasn't it? Marks & Spencer's Camellia Moisturising Hand and Nail Cream. I don't know what it says on the bottom of the other one. The other one's there. Is that Marks & Spencer's as well? Well, the label's worn off that. I can still tell it's Marks & Spencer's. I can't read what it was, but that colour lid, I think it might be that. Is it honey work? Thomas, stop licking things or putting things in your mouth. That's dirty.
No, that's dirty. Wow, I'm laughing face. Look at this.
I know, it's like a mirror image. Look at my nose, isn't that? That's a big nose to start with. That makes it look huge. You know the royal jelly hand cream that Marks and Spencer's do? I think that's the
pop of
the
royal jelly.
Yeah, ooh, frightening. Frightening. No, 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 this is why you shouldn't lick things. You put it on my nose, you put it on Purdy's nose, and then you're licking it. And when you were a baby, Thomas, I used to sterilise jars like that.
Brilliant.
I used to sterilise jars, which means we used to sort of put them in boiling water. And then you only had a dummy for about 6 weeks when you were very young. I used to sterilise your dummies and pop them in one of those so that when I wanted one, I got a pot to store it in. But you hardly ever had a dummy, and then one day you just went
And that was it. Never wanted it again. So I was really pleased. I was really pleased that you didn't want a dummy.
And then put it in the bucket. Put it in your bucket, into this holding bucket.
Right.
And off it goes into the mirror.
Into the
cooker.
Into the rocking chair, right. It's being rocked.
Oh, it's the cooker.
Oh, the cooker is there. Are they still sweets, Thomas?
Yeah.
Right.
I've got these gloves on. Would you like to feel how hot it is?
Oh, ow. Oh my goodness, that's hot.
Yeah.
So you have special gloves for you. And is it like, have you ever seen pictures of bakers, Thomas, on the television when they're putting bread into the big hot ovens? They have special shovels, don't they, to put all the layers in. Do you need a shovel, do you think, to lift those jars out with the sweetie cook sweeties in?
I think I'm thinking.
I am, yes.
Lily the kitchen.
Pardon?
Where those clappers are.
Oh no, that wasn't what I was thinking. So now I was thinking about the spade. The shovel from that blue bag.
Oh yeah. Only if it fits. If it doesn't fit, I'll have that finger.
No, that will fit, Thomas. It might not pick them both up together. No, the grubber from the kitchen, the tongs, wouldn't be strong enough. But that's perfect.
Mean the other?
No, because that's the spade is a toy, that's absolutely fine.
Let's show you the one that went.
No, I know the one you mean, but that's the one that we use for lifting pizzas and flans and pies. But that one, the spade is much better because it's got nuts at the side, look, so it stops the jar slipping off.
Yeah, those are bloody long legs.
Are they long legs? Where?
There.
Oh, well, it's outside, it's some sort of insect, isn't it?
He's outside.
Yes, he's outside.
Why have they got long legs?
I don't know, it's just this type of insect they are. They're all different, aren't they? All sorts of insects are different.
Mmm.
No, don't, Thomas, don't. Don't.
Is it inside?
No, it's outside, Dana. It's outside. Thomas, you break the window. Don't be silly. It's outside. It's not hurting you. Leave him alone.
But
it's
like all hot and spade now.
Oh, wow, that's very hot. I think it's called a shovel. I know it's a spade for yourself.
Now put it in the freezer.
Put it in the freezer to cool down quickly. Wow. What sort of sweets are they?
Lemon tart sweets.
Lemon tart sweets? Ooh. Lemon tart sweets.
I've got my shovel. Ow, that's reeling.
Oh, yes. You're pretending your spade's really hot. It's a good job it's not a real oven, Thomas. And real hot sweets.
Ow! I got them!
That's on the rocking chair, which is the oven. And burnt your bottom.
Why is it? That's
better. Oh, you've sat in the freezer now. That should help.
That's really good.
Why is it a good job that it's not a real oven, Thomas? What's your spade made of?
Plastic.
Plastic. What happens to plastic when it gets hot?
No.
Yes. So it's a good job. We're only pretending.
A bottle for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's much cooler, isn't it? That's lovely, thank you. Do you know, because it's in such a beautiful
And this
box.
Is one for me.
Oh, because it's in such a beautiful pot, I think. I might give it to somebody for Christmas or somebody's birthday.
I'm just smelling.
Oh, I don't know. It smells so nice. I might eat it myself. What do you think?
You like this one to give away?
Well, shall I have one myself and give one away?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Because you can make a lot more in the factory, can't you?
Yeah, can.
Oh, lovely. That really is a treat. Thank you very much.
Just pretend you ate that one.
Yes, okay.
Can I make some more now?
Yes, please. I ate that one and I've given this one away. Who should I give that one to?
France.
To
who? To me in France.
Somebody in France? Right, do you know anybody in France we can give it to?
Yeah.
That little brown boy. What little brown boy?
There's someone called Brownie.
Someone called Brownie?
Brownie. Brownie the dog.
Brownie the dog? Well, does Brownie the dog live in France?
Mm.
Oh, I think though it's a bit silly to give the dog sweeties, don't you?
How about to get him to Grandad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, let's ride in aid. Look at the feeder.
Well, you made that quickly. I suppose that when you make it, you make pots and pots and pots and pots, don't you?
Mm.
Is there any time somebody says, hello, Mr. Sweetie Shopman, can I have a jar of sweets for somebody's birthday? You've always got plenty in, haven't you?
Mm. Till this empties.
Oh, yeah, well, that empties. That's the end of production, isn't
it? And then I smash down the shop.
Oh, I think that's a bit drastic. I don't think sweetie production will ever stop because people will always want sweeties. Don't you think?
Would you like this toy for your boys?
Oh, my little boy's called Thomas and he loves things like this. This is a forklift truck, isn't it? I think just the sort of thing he'd like, actually. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Pardon?
That's wonderful. That's just the sort of thing that he'd like, thank you.
When he gets to the top, it's a bit stiff to wind down.
It is, actually, isn't it? Yes. Is this your forklift truck? Do you use this to lift all the pallets of sweeties that you've made? All the boxes of sweeties?
Yeah. That's a toy.
Is it, do you know
what a pallet is? Then you took it in now.
Right, do you know what a pallet is?
No.
It's when they stack lots of things up. They use pallets to stack the pallets of wood to put things on. And they stack them up in big pallets.
And then the forklift falls in.
That's right, that's the big one. Yes, that's right. You can hear a dog barking now, I wonder who's doggy that is. Don't recognise that dog barking, do you?
No. Must be a new pet.
A new pet? Who do you think's got a new pet?
Me.
You haven't.
I'm attending.
Oh, are you? Oh, it could be your pretend pet then, couldn't it, Barker?
It is my pet.
Is it your guard dog that guards the sweet factory so that little boys and girls who like sweets don't break in at night when there's nobody there?
Mm.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to watch you.
Pardon?
It's 9:09.
It's 9:09? What's 9:09 got to do with anything?
Tell me how many sweets are made.
The dog tells you how many sweets you've made. Pardon?
Nine. Ouch.
Thomas, you silly boo, now you've just dropped the spade on your head. Don't put it near Purdy's face, no. Thomas, no. Don't put it near Purdy's face, that's not nice.
No.
You know how much it hurt you, so don't put it near Purdy's face. She's getting excited because she's being cuddled. And do you know what I can feel in her tummy? She's got all the furs matted under her tummy.
I feel.
Just feel that. We had to.
Oh.
We had to cut some of that out because she's got very long fur, Thomas. And she's an old cat now with very, very few teeth. She can't look after herself like she used to. And I have to brush her a lot more than ever I used to. But one thing Purdy's never ever let me do is brush her tummy. She doesn't mind me brushing her back or her tail or her head or her neck. But she cannot stand anybody brushing under her tummy. So what happens is when it just gets that I can't do anything with it, I have to lie back and cut all these knots out of it. It's horrible. But it's the only thing I can do because she just won't let me help her with that bit. Thank you very much.
I'm back to that sponge the shop.
Is it?
In the cellar it goes.
In the cellar?
Have you seen it? That's like.
Is that the cellar?
Mm.
So if I was breaking into your shop, providing the guard dog didn't get me, if I were to head into the cellar, is that where you store? Thomas, not in your mouth. Now I know that space being washed, but you think when it's been outside in the sandpit, slugs and snails and worms. Why do you think we washed all the things that were in the sandpit? Because the sandpit was full of creepy crawlies and nasty things. Don't put things in your mouth.
But have the slugs been on it now?
Well, no, they haven't now. I've washed it, but I mean, I didn't, you know, because they're outside toys, I didn't wash them all that well.
Ew.
You know, don't worry about it. I'm sure it's fine, but, you know, I don't understand why. If
Over the past few months, you started putting everything in your mouth when you never ever used to. Your teeth don't hurt, do they? It's not that you're biting on things because it helps your teeth with anything.
No.
No? Okay. Just wondered. Is that something you're doing? Sweetie, is that for me or is that for the salad?
Salad.
The salad?
Oh. There's another pot. Just for your cat.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And you know I told Grandad about last pot of sweets?
Yeah.
The other Grandad was a bit jealous, so could I buy another pot, please, with the other Grandad? Oh, thank you. Two pots. That's nice.
Would you like some for your family?
Would you have some for my family, please?
Okay.
Do you think Janine might like some or she can drown? Do you think Janine might like some or she can drown? Have you got any apple flavoured sweets?
Yep.
Oh, she doesn't like apple flavoured sweets, don't she?
Is it called apple?
Pardon?
Called apple.
Who's called apple?
Janine.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that called her apple, aren't you?
I won't put too much.
No.
Just a few. Good. Time of sweets.
Wonderful, thank you. My jaws are a bit full, aren't they?
I'm just going to put this on here.
That's okay, thank you, yes.
I'll put those next time you come, would you like to see them?
Oh yes, I'd love a trip in your cellar, please. That sounds very exciting.
And next time you come here, you say, I'm ready to collect your sweets.
Yes.
I've got this instead in
here. What's the matter? You feel sick?
Mm-mm.
Seriously, Thomas, do you feel sick? Honestly?
Mm.
Do you feel poorly or just feel sick?
Poorly.
Well, has this just started?
My head hurts now.
Does it?
No.
Well, you bumped your eye a little bit, didn't you? Is it since then? Yes.
Ow.
Well, I think it's
getting... Ouch!
It's getting quite late, darling. Why don't we have tidy up time and then I'll run a bath?
No.
And you need a bath before bedtime. And if you're feeling a bit sick, a bit tired, I mean, it's, you know, the end of a busy week.
No, I don't feel tired. I feel so sick.
You just feel sick?
Mm. Have you been through the cellar yet?
Yes, I have. I tell you what, it's not a good place for somebody who feels sick to work in, is it? A sweetie shop. A sweetie factory. I bet that's why you feel sick. I bet you've been eating all the sweets.
Where is my tummy?
Oh, wow. Wow. Do you really feel poorly, Thomas?
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, let's have tidy up time.
No.
You don't really? Well, it is fairly late, darling. We've had a busy week.
Shall we finish tomorrow?
No.
Why isn't our weekend tomorrow?
Because it isn't. It's a weekend the day after.
You said it's due for them. You said, I'm going to collect my sweets. Yeah. But I said, hello. But next time you could say hello now. But if you said hello, that means it's a different one.
Alright.
Say now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I wondered if I could buy some more sweets, please.
I'm not the same because I'm chewing chewing gum.
Are you? You're chewing chewing gum? Oh, fair enough. So it's not the same man?
The other one didn't have any chewing gum.
He didn't, did he? Not the one I was speaking to before, not the one that was going to show me his cellar. Would you, son, show me the cellar, please? Right, where should we go?
Right down here.
Right down.
Have you seen his sweets?
What's that song about the cellar, Tom's in the dark, dark?
There's a dark, dark mouse.
In the dark, dark town, there's a dark, dark street. In the dark, dark street, there's a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark house, there's a dark, dark cellar. And in the dark, dark cellar, there's a dark, dark box. And in the dark, dark box, there's a...
mummy.
A mummy. In your case, there's a box of sweeties.
Mum, would you like to see on my bottom, on my back?
Yes, you look like you've got your, you look like in the right of your trousers, in your trouser pocket you put the spade, haven't you? Yes?
Looks like my tail.
Yes, you look like a just little tail.
Have you got your sweets?
Yes. How much joy are you for? Oh, lordy, lordy, you dropped them on the floor. Oh, well, you can't sell them, so you drop them, can you?
No, I'll pick them up.
What do you have? Do you have a little reject bag? Can you eat all the ones that go on the floor? Pardon?
I don't.
You don't even want that sweet time?
Yep.
What's she doing, Thomas? Well, you went to get the dust from the brush, did you? Well, that's a good idea, isn't it? Oh, Thomas.
It's not that strong.
Is it not that strong? Well, you need to put that in the head of the dustpan. Thomas. That's it. That's it. Use both hands if you need to.
Got you.
That's it.
Dark.
Okay.
Push up.
Just be glad you don't brush anything else up the bottom there. I don't think there's anything else on the floor, it's just clean. We don't want to sweep up a dead fly or a bit of fluff, do we? And we can't blend it up. Oh, that's a really good time saver, isn't it? That's a good idea. You're clever. That's very good for tidy up time, isn't it? Just for a brush. You're not going to use it to brush those things, are you?
No.
No.
They're in a special cooker.
Are they?
Yes.
You can hear somebody going bang, 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 can you?
Yeah. Like it is.
Don't know. It sounds very close by. It's getting louder. Bang, 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 bang. What do you think it is?
Knocking houses down.
Whose house is that?
Everybody's house down.
I don't think it's knocking everybody's house down, do you?
Boy, you go to the other and now you go to the other and now you go to the house.
Well, we're next in that case, then all the houses have been knocked down. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear, dear.
You're another dribble.
Yeah, she certainly is.
Now I need another dad to find a brush.
Your bubble bath bottle, have you filled it with water?
Mm-hmm.
It's sunk to the bottom.
Yeah. Can we play casino now?
Well, he can do, yes. While you're playing, I've got to just take my makeup off and wash my face because...
And then it goes in the bottle and it's in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely.
Do you know I cut a pearl you a little while ago?
Yeah. Well, you need to wash your face.
I certainly do. It's your bedtime anyway. And I don't think I'll be going out again or seeing anybody else for the day, so...
Pardon?
So I call my makeup off now.
Am I going out with someone tonight?
Oh, no, no, not this evening. No, at home tonight. But I was just saying, that's why I'm going to take my makeup off now. I don't think I'll be seeing anybody now. My throat actually is a little bit itchy, actually. A touch of pearly. So I'm sure if I have a wash and change my clothes, we'll be all right, won't we?
Just empty some out,
but
there's moisture in.
Moisture? Do you know what moisture is?
No.
Moisture is wetness. Water's moist.
A little bit of moisture and shake it all
the time. If you're making something like a cake or a pastry.
Cake.
Can you put sugar and flour in, which are dry ingredients?
I'm making cakes.
Are
you?
Sometimes.
For the shop. You remember we saw that cake?
Yes.
I'm making a different one.
Well, sometimes.
I'm supposed to try making the church one.
A recipe, Thomas, would say. Of moisture, and it means things like eggs or milk or some sort of liquid. Well, funnily enough, you know that cake decorating book we were looking at the other day?
Yes.
It had all sorts of fancy cakes in it. And then today, when we went into Arts and Spencer's, we were looking at all the fancy cakes, weren't we? Well, I've just been downstairs now.
Yeah.
Daddy has got that cake decorating book and he said, where's this come from? I said, well, it's been in a spare room for ages. We were looking at it the other day. That's right, isn't it? So where did you see a cake that looked like a church? Was it in Marks and Spencer's or was it in the cake decoration book?
In the cake book.
In the cake book?
Mm.
It's a good book, that, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah. This is icing.
Is it? Icing, My favourite cake was that one that looked like a ghost, do you remember? Because I thought that actually would be quite easy to make for Halloween. It was just a cake. But it wasn't sort of an ordinary round cake. I think it was an ordinary round cake to start with, and then you sort of cut it up and pile one bit on top of the other, and then draped what's called fondant icing, which is icing that you roll out, draped fondant over it. So it looked like a sheet over a person and put little black eyes on it. It was a ghost cake, wasn't it? Ooh.
Don't say that again, so I'll be dreaming about them.
Will you? Oh no, don't dream about ghosts, dream about nice cakes, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm making them with the church cake. But when I'm putting my hand up, I see how tall it is. Look at my hand. I'm just washing all the moisture off.
Washing the moisture off?
And put little dots around.
Where have you heard the word moisture, Thomas?
From bread.
From bread? Oh. Where have you been watching a programme about them making bread?
Right. Look, it's turning round.
Yes, it's turning round, isn't that amazing? Thomas has just poured bath water with bubble bath into a plastic beaker. And the bubbles on the top are swirling around, aren't they? I've just washed my glasses because again, Purdy and I got quite close, didn't we?
What's that spot on your jumper?
It looks like strawberry. Strawberry juice, I would say. Because I was wearing it when I prepared the strawberries.
We can't put some more on.
Guess what? It was clean on this morning. That jumper.
Look, it's going in it's not going even roll faster.
I know, isn't it? Strange. I've seen it doing that before.
It's going faster and faster.
It is. You get dizzy, won't it?
It's going faster now.
Now,
isn't it?
Yes.
Look.
It certainly is. Right, so I've taken the makeup off, so I'm just going to rinse my face as well. Gosh, the water's hot on us. Isn't it? It's evening. Ooh. There we are. Now, if I change my clothes, I think we'll be all right. Actually, while I'm up here talking to you, I might just put this washing into piles.
I'll have to put the letters again.
That just means I'll have to do more tomorrow, won't it? Well, we're learning all sorts of things at the moment, aren't we? We're learning how to tell the time and how to count and the alphabet. I mean, you've always been able to count and you've known colours.
Look,
and you've known alphabet. But,
Look, I'm taking
the icing. Oh, yeah, I see off the top of the cake. But we're trying now to be a little bit more adventurous with what we're counting and writing and drawing. So we need to work a little bit harder, don't we?
Now, some cake goes into this jar.
I never want it to be a chore, Thomas, or boring. But you know, some tasks are. Sometimes we have to do things that we'd really rather not do. You think everything you do in life, you need to be able to read, or you need to be able to write, or to be able to count.
Oops!
You know, we've been playing today that you're working in a sweet factory. Well, what sort of factory it is, if you're making something, you would need to be able to read the recipe so that you would know what ingredients to put in, how many ingredients. So you'd be able to read. Of course, you'd be able to. You'd have to read and be able to count.
How do you need to count when you're building?
When you're a baker? Because it might say 4 ounces of flour, or, sorry, 200 grams. So you need to recognise 200.
And then, it says, there's only one, and I put one.
And if I come to the shop, like I came to the shop and said, could I have a jar of sweets, please, for granddad? It's fair enough, one jar. But if I said, could I have 12 jars? Well, you need to be able to count to 12, wouldn't you, to work out how many jars.
I'll say, no, that's...
And things like if I pay for sweeties or cakes in your shop and I need change.
Yeah.
And if you're working at a factory. If you're working at a factory and you're paid wages, which you will be if you've done a good day's work, then you want to make sure that your boss pays you the right amount of money. You might need to catch. Thomas, you might need to catch a bus or a train to work, in which case you'd need to know the numbers. Or to read the signs to see where to go. You'd need to pay the driver. And if you're driving to work, you need to work out the road signs and how much money to put in the parking meter. You know, it never stops. There's always, always.
We need to look how much water is in a bath.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, you need to know perhaps how hot to put the central heating. And that works out how hot the house is and how hot the water is.
Measure a cake for you.
Oh, that's lovely. And you see, if you put a cake in the oven, you need to know what numbers to turn the dial to. You need to read the recipe and see how many degrees you need to
set
the oven
to. It's a chef's hat.
It is actually, isn't it? And also, we enjoy looking at books, don't we?
Words
and numbers. And at the moment, Mummy reads to you. But you know, there'll come a day when Mummy can't read to you. I'll be too big to get in your bed and
put it up for a bedtime story, so you'll have to do your own reading. And there'll be things you want to read.
comics and magazines and newspapers,
and you'll need to know
numbers to see what pages to turn to.
And how much you need to pay for the news.
That's right.
If it's £1, can I give them two?
Well, that's right. You want to know how much the newsagent's charging
you and whether he's giving you the right change. So when I'm asking you to do things like this, Thomas...
I made two cakes for you.
I remember when you were very, very young and you learnt your colours quickly and you've always learnt that you've always counted things.
I'm just putting icing sugar on the dough.
Oh, are you? That's nice dough, isn't it?
Something is changing colour. The dough. It's changed colour.
It has when you put it in the water. It's got a bit of moisture on it and it's changed, hasn't it?
If it's like it's yellow, and I'll put it in deep water.
It goes brown. Well, that's like a mixture, Thomas. When we make buns and cakes,
you've seen the mixture, haven't you?
When we've put
and it's white. And
it's
then
white.
And then you put it into the oven, and then
It
goes brown.
It does. That's just what I'm about to say. That's exactly the same, isn't it? Because something happens in the
oven.
Now
I'm doing some pancake.
Are you?
Oops.
You're throwing the sponge in the air, pretending it's a pancake.
Good one,
I was just thinking, you know what's going to happen to that pancake, don't you? What's going to happen? Hit you on the head, absolutely.
No!
Careful, careful.
What was your cake?
Oh, no. It wasn't the ice one, though, was it?
No.
Well, that's
the icing
one. It'd be looking worse if you spent ages icing the top of the cake.
Oh, that's just mixed, and guess what? I'm making a ghost cake.
A ghost cake? That's something we could do, actually, because look at that cake book.
Look at it. I'm going to do this pancake. No! Pancake out. Milk out. Where's my pancake?
I think it's on your head, Chef.
Hello.
It is. It's
where's my pancake?
It's not milk your hat out. You're wearing. It's your pancake.
Here's the part.
Well, I certainly haven't, have you?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas. You're being very rude.
No!
Decided that little boys like being rude, don't they?
Yeah.
You want to talk about sweets or rude words?
Oh, no!
Don't you? Mm.
What?
Right, I think it's time now that I started to give you a wash.
Right,
I'll wash you just... the bath.
There's your ghost cake.
Okay.
And I'll
put this one in the bottle. Let's see how
big the icing sugar bottle is.
That
big.
Well, that's a big bottle, isn't it?
Is it the biggest one in the world?
Yes, it is. Do you know how we make the icing that goes on top of the buns?
No.
Icing sugar and a drop of water.
Not bath water.
Oh, no, not bath water. Certainly not. No, you usually use warm water. So what happens is I use water that's in the kettle because usually I've made a cup of tea or something. And by the time I come to do the icing, the water's cooled down in the kettle, but it's still hot. It's not boiling, it's hot, and it mixes up the icing sugar beautifully. And sometimes I put a squirt of lemon juice in.
I don't know
what's
going to happen now. Would like to see the sweets come out.
Yes, please.
Really quick.
Oh, wow.
Got it again. Can we do it again?
Yes, please.
Are you standing right there?
Yes.
Hold on tight to the barriers.
Oh, wow. Do you know what that reminds me of, Thomas?
No.
The fountains in the Trafford Centre.
And sewage.
Oh, Thomas.
It's the sewage when it goes...
What sewage?
The wee have and it goes... And I saw it on Auntie Mabel.
Oh, right.
And it goes...
No, that's perfectly all right. As long as you sewage on Auntie Mabel in our house. This is Auntie Mabel.
Look, Pippin, now come outside, isn't it? It was a programme about...
It's
on to a
Mom,
look.
Like this.
Oh.
That's poo sound.
No, listen, I can't hear now. No, I'm talking about something much more pleasant. When we went to the Trafford Centre, there's, are they dolphins or whales or something? Or fish, I can't think what they are. But all of a sudden the water goes whoosh!
The dolphins.
Dolphins, straight into the air, doesn't it, and back down into the fountain.
Hello?
It goes whoosh into the air and back down into the fountain.
It's a water fountain.
It is a water fountain, yes, it's nice.
Not the drinking one.
No, no, no.
What's in that water?
Well, I don't know.
Who could have thrown the wiggy worm in?
They could. It looks a little bit foamy, but I think that's more the way the water's been up in the air. I suppose they'll have to put something in to keep it clean, don't they?
Hmm. Like to see a boom rise into the air.
No, wouldn't I? Stop being rude.
Hold on tight.
But that's the last time I'm washing you now, Tom. Could you want to do the water?
That is
poo. Thomas. Well, because earlier on you said you felt a bit sick. It's quite late. We've had a busy week.
Joy! Tom,
what should I do? I'll wash you and then I'll fill this with water and put it down your back.
Yes?
Yes?
Very nice warm water.
Yes, it will be lovely warm water, won't it?
Yeah.
And you've got bubble bath in the bath.
And then I want it again and again.
I'm not quite sure whether it's just rose petals. I'll have a look. Because we had peach bubble bath, didn't we? And we run out. We had to slip a little bit further back off it, please.
Don't stop here.
I got it from Boots. It was buy two, get one free. So I've got one peach, one rose. We've used the peach, one on the rose. And then there was a white bottle.
So I don't actually know what the white bottle is. Let's see what the pink bottle says. Rose petal. Rose petal.
And what does this white one say?
I don't know because I can't remember.
I know we've used the peach, one rose, and there's a white one in the air. It could be.
Yeah, peach, wasn't it?
Might be a magnolia or something like that.
Because that's often white.
I'm looking and I do what my mum does.
Let's sit down, please, Matilda.
He's not sitting down. I don't know what she does.
Do you remember the beautiful magnolia trees? Roses. Some of my favourite trees. Beautiful white.
You think there was a truck that carried trees for sticking?
What sort of truck?
That was the sweet truck.
Oh, Haribo was?
I didn't know. It's the Haribo sweets that Linda and Brian give you. We've seen a Haribo lorry, haven't we?
Haribo World. That's
right. Keep your eyes on.
Well, oh, shut down. I'm just washing your face.
What's it like to eat soap?
Well, I wouldn't have that. You wouldn't like it.
Have you heard the expression, wash your mouth out with soap? So if you said something very rude.
The open line.
Let me give you one more rinse, please.
There's an expression where people say, wash your mouth out with soap.
It's usually when you've said something really naughty or very rude or very silly.
Can I lick your soap?
No, don't.
Because it's not nice. It could make you poor, it's not nice. That's why people say they're doing something, because that's something naughty.
They teach you a lesson so you'll never say something naughty again.
No, Lord, it doesn't.
Right, I'm filling this.
That's not very warm.
And I'm filling the bubble bath, empty bubble bath bottle now with water, and I shall pop it.
It's very little bit cold.
Let's see what it says. It says peach blossom.
Oh.
This is peach blossom. Does that feel nice?
Don't even warmer.
Well, you start to film that while I go and look at the white bottle in the airing cupboard. And then don't put it right to the top, I'll put some water from the hot tub. But don't you do it, Tom, because the water's ever so hot.
Okay. Mum, I've saved a bit for your hot water.
Have you? what kind it is? It's not magnolia, it's lily.
Lily? That must be why it's white.
Oh, I'm there.
Right. That's a little warmer.
I want it even warmer.
No, you can't have it too hot. I don't want to get your hair wet because I don't want you going to bed with white hair. Now, would you like one more?
Yeah, even hotter. It'll be even hotter this time.
Then after that one, I'll brush your teeth.
Emma, it's bedtime, isn't it?
Can I give you a hot water?
Thank you very much. Never play with the hot water tap, Thomas, because sometimes it comes out so hot, sweetie, but you get scalded. How's that?
Even hotter.
Is it?
It probably is
very hot, is it, when we first start, and then towards
the bottom of the bottle, it'll be
a little cooler. Right, that's the last time there.
You want to do one more?
A little bit more, and that'll be
the first. And I'll show you the one.
Okay,
we've got
that much.
Oh, my God, with that much, it's too short to that. We've got lots of nice toys for
the
bath. We've got boats.
There, that much.
All sorts of things. And your favourite toys are empty bottles, aren't they?
Your toys are
empty. Oh, that's
a hat. When you think about what we played
that's
with.
That's
rolling. Is it? Well, you can
Burning!
Don't let it be burning, William. Pour it down your back.
No, I was just thinking, you know, you like playing with these hot water bottles, with these empty bottles. And when you think, when we were playing downstairs, we were actually playing with a toy we've had for years and years from the sandpit, and some packing material, and two empty jars. So you don't really need any fancy, expensive toys all the time. If you've got one or two old containers and lots of imagination and playing with all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
If I draw the drawer's empty,
yes,
I can put all my bottles in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, in this house, Thomas, there are never any empty drawers.
Our drawers are
full to
overflowing.
So let's do tea now.
Sits very still now, Thomas.
We can get a bottle
of tea.
Let's
go.
What
are we
doing?
Don't talk for a moment now.
We'll do this.
This is Thomas being quiet on tape. You see, you wanted all that hot water pouring down your back. And now, because we're being a bit lazy and brushing your teeth in the bath, rather than letting you stand out and brush your teeth near the sink. You like it?
You're in cold water with a toothbrush. And your feet get
cold water on them.
We should have done it the other way around. We should have done your teeth. And then when your feet get cold and the bath water gets cold,
then there's cold water. We could have done with
the hot going in, couldn't we?
One, two. They get an explorer eaters. They eat anything. Even slugs and worms.
Yeah, slugs and worms.
Very slappy worms. Bye.